22, it's year 22. The first, and maybe the last, we'll see. It always, these things always start off with a lot of people, and then they get less and less people. So now, to start off, I don't know, we'll see. Meanwhile, this is the first year. The game plan is to have two really do every, when we used to do it in the past, so I realized afterwards there were a lot of the halachas that are very not nageya men kemat. The women have to know about hargoshes and even colors, it's nageya for them to know, and bedikas and the whole system of the 5 days and the 7 days and how to get ready for the mikvah. But really it's not nageya of the men. What's nageya of the men is a harchokos. They have to, I mean, they should know everything, first of all, and also you should know Kol HaTorah Kula. But in terms of practical halacha l'maisa, what these shiurim are going to be going over, so it's nageya, the harchokas are very important to know, and also the vestas, figuring out the vestas. Now, the harchokas, just as a hakdoma, obviously the word harchoka, it's meant to be a safeguard. The Araisa is an Issa Bia, and according to many, many Rishonim, an Issa Chibuk V'Nishuk, when one's wife is not Tohar. But that's it. Maybe only Bia, perhaps Chibuk V'Nishuk also, but that's it. The Harchokas are Roma Derabonin, and Kishmon Kainhu, they are Harchokas to avoid, to stay away from Tashmish. Now, as a Hakdoma, to have the right perspective, some of the harchokas seem very far-fetched. You know, sometimes it looks to us a little funny, or it feels funny, if we would stop and think about it, that you can't hand things to your wife, you can't eat her leftovers. Come on. Like, what's that going to lead to? So it seems like maybe a little far-fetched, Mechazala being a little extreme. But, so there's a few things you have to understand. First of all, when we make harchokas, when Chazal make harchokas, especially l'doiris, they're not looking at what's going to happen the next minute. They don't expect that you're going to rush into chait if you eat her leftover chicken. It's not meant for the next minute. But Chazal are taking a longer view. When Chazal make takonos for Klal Yisrael, they take a long view. They're looking at years, and they're looking at doiris. And if you know, if you understand human nature, and if you look at history, and a subject that's very close to my heart, if you look at Eretz Yisrael with the Arabs, you see that something that's unthinkable, and they say, well, what could be wrong with just, you talk to the PLO, like, what's wrong? You just talk to them. Can't be anything wrong with talking to them. I'm not making peace with them, right? I mean, it wasn't that long ago, right, when it was illegal. 11 years ago, it was illegal to talk to the PLO, right? And then they said, well, what's wrong with talking to them? We're not holding by doing anything. We're just going to talk. And then, so you just talk to them. And then when Oslo started, you have to listen to this because it's Nagea Kol HaTorah Kula. Then Oslo starts, and if you remember, the biggest leftist on the whole scene was Shimon Peres, and he said, Chas v'Shalom, to talk about to give them a Palestinian state, we're not going to do such a thing. We're going to give them autonomy. We're not going to be on their heads, because it's so, we don't want to, it's not Jewish to be like that. But Chas v'Shalom, a PLO state, we understand that's terrible. If there's even one, right? So that's what he said then. And then another year went by, and another year went by, and then it was just a question, okay, we'll give them the police, you know, they could have police, they could hold arms like the police, no one's talking about giving them arms like a rifles it is, you know, we're going to give them arms like a policeman should have. And then another year goes by, and another year goes by, and now we're, what, 10 years later, 6 years later, 7 years later, and I hope everyone understands the matzah we're in, where there's no more even what's called right-wing parties in Eretz Yisrael, and Yidden are kicking out Yidden, right? And so last year it was Yidden kicking out Yidden because it really should be by the Arabs. And now this year it's Yidden kicking out Yidden just for the heck of it, because we don't want them there, so we'll kick them out. And this is all Yorda Toyola Soif Daitan Shel Brios, that it starts off with a preacher's geder in something that seems very rachalk, but if you look, the Torah understands how human nature is, and human nature is you quickly get used to the matzav, and then you go on to the next step, and you go on to the next step. And yes, eating the leftover chicken in 10 years in Klal Yisrael will lead to a kula even in having relations together, yes. And we could be, if you want an example, just think of the marshal I just gave. So it's not as rachok as you think. It's rachok if you think, oh, look at Chazal. They think if I hand her something, so, you know, the next minute. No, it's not the next minute. It's 16 years from now, and it's not you. It's the fella next door that maybe is not so zohir. And the Eibishter and Chazal take the whole Klal Yisrael into account when it takes these harchokas. It's not thinking of you. You're a wonderful person. You would never dream of doing an issa. It's not for you. It's for the next fella. And it's not for next minute. It's for 10 years from now. So, and if you doubt me, think of the example I just gave. So that's number one. How you should realize what the harchokas are. Even if they look funny, and sometimes they are burdensome, and sometimes they seem a little ridiculous. And what does the Torah want already? The reason they seem ridiculous, Rabbosai, is because they've existed for over 1,000 years. So for 1,000 years, no one has been handing their wives who are nidos, no one has been handing them a set of keys. So that's why now handing them keys look ridiculous. Because there's been that merchuk for 1,000 years. And you can be sure that if the merchuk, the ridiculous, quote-unquote, merchuk wouldn't have existed, we'd be holding now Achen Vey. That's number one. That's one perspective you have to understand. A second perspective is that to be with your wife is not, the Torah doesn't look at it, the Chazal doesn't look at it as an expression of taiva, and of fulfilling a taiva. So you say, well, you know, I can control myself that much. It's ishus, it's ava, it's chiba, it's an expression of the ava that a man and wife are supposed to have. It's an expression of the yichud that they're supposed to feel. So it's not unnatural to do it. It's not like, oh, if I buy something not kosher, I might come to eat something not kosher. It's not like that. You know, she happens to be also when she's a nida, but the etzem zach is not, see if it's taiva, so you say, okay, I'll control myself, just like this 365 lavin that I control myself about. So why, like, you know, but it's not like that. You should, it's chiba, it's what's supposed to be, it's natural. It's a natural thing. It's an expression of the natural chibur that they're supposed to feel. And that's just an expression of the chibur and the ichud that they're supposed to feel. So they're always like holding by it, so to speak. Because it's a very normal, natural, good thing. So Chazal had to make very, very strong fences so that it shouldn't happen at an osur dikatayin. Again, it's the perspective is how normal, natural, good and kosher the chibur is. If it's your taiva, so you know, okay, I'll eat, you know, but on Yom Kippur I won't eat. I'll smoke, let's say, and on Shabbos I won't smoke. What's the big deal? It's not like that. This is something that's normal. It's good. It's the way things are supposed to be. So Chazal had to make these harchakas. A third perspective. Some of the things are not just a geder of a harchoka, that because you might be boil. You know, not everything is like, that's always the ultimate chashash. But many of the things are usur because they themselves are expressions of chiba. In other words, some things are not expressions of chiba. So, but Chazal said it because it might come, you know, as I explained. But some things are expressions of chiba, touching each other. So maybe by the goyim now, so it's very normal. You know, you say hello to someone, you know, even a man and a woman, they say hello, they kiss each other, they hug each other. You know, so it's not necessarily an expression of chibah, it's as meaningless as shaking hands used to be. You know, by the way, that's another good example. I don't know if you people follow the news or you see social trends, but if you are a little aware of what's going on in the world, another good example of something that was absurdly unthinkable 10 years ago, and now you're a meshugan of crazy if you talk against it, is Zohar and Zohar. That's another good example of how things lead to one another. Okay, so some things are themselves an expression of chiba. And the Torah wants you to have a different sort of relationship. This is, again, a third perspective on the Harchakas. That some of the Isurim are themselves expressions of chiba. Not just because of what it might come to, like touching. And the Torah wants you to have a different relationship with your wife. Torah and Chazal wanted to build up a different type of relationship with your spouse, with your wife, we're talking to men now, with your wives, when they're needless. Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch talks about this in the Lashon HaPosuk of Achoso, Nidohi, that the Torah wants your wife to be your best friend also. You shouldn't always look at her as an object of Ishus. She should also be what we call like your best friend. She should be like a sister to you. You should develop two relationships with your wife. The Torah wants you to have both. So Chazal forbade many things, although ultimately they're harchakos, but they didn't want a relationship of chiba in an ishustik way, of course, during that time frame. They went along like with the Torah, so to speak, and they understood the Kavanas HaTorah, that it should be as the Torah expresses, as Shem Shafal Hirsch explains it, Achosohi. She should be like a sister at times in her life. So they forbade certain harchakas, so that your relationship should be indeed not one of chiba, of ishus chiba. Another point is that there are things that are not obviously chiba, but really they're supposed to be. And it's a good limud, it's a good musar haskel, l'moshel eating together. So you say, okay, we'll eat together. It works out very good. I want to eat at 7 o'clock, and she wants to eat at 7 o'clock. Why should we have two meals? We'll save a lot of time. We'll both eat at 7 o'clock. But it's not like that. When a man and a wife sit down to eat together, they're bonding, and they're supposed to bond, and it's a time to relate to each other. And Chazal saw the eating time as a time to do this. And that's why eating is a dangerous time. So we don't think of eating, you know, at 7 o'clock, it's time for supper. Well, what's the big deal? Like, I'll eat. So we say, oh, what a onerous chazaka, what a harchaka. You know, we can't sit there, someone has to be there, we have to put down something on the table. Like, come on, cut it out. You know, no, you should know that Chazal are teaching you something here. That when you sit down to eat with your wife, maybe now with kids in the house, and you have to go out to eat to do that. But Chazal are teaching you that this is a time to develop a chiba, to be intimate, to talk about things, and taka. That's why, and that's what we'll find in the halachas, things that they're supposed to be doing together, and adarab, it's a good musa haskel for how it should be when she's tahor. What? Yeah. Because some harchakas are themselves expressions of chiba, and Chazal didn't want any expressions of ishus dikah chiba during that time period. They wanted you to develop totally. They didn't want anything disturbing your ability to develop a relationship of a brother sister relationship during the time when she's tameya. Yeah, yeah. She should become then your best friend. She shouldn't be an object of ishus. She should be your best friend. And that's a different sort of relationship. Rav Shamshon Nefel Hirsch is the Makor, I don't know, maybe others have said it, but he develops the thought, and I got it from him. It's in the Pasuk of Yishai, you got the Choso Nida, the Torah puts together Choso Nida in the same Pasuk.
What you just said after that on eating together,
yeah,
be a time where you can develop the best friends on, because it's when you get to talk and get advice and discuss things. So, but that part is awesome. But that could contribute to the best friend side of things that we're supposed
it
to
could,
that
but,
time.
But since it's inherently an intimate thing, so that, therefore they instituted, they didn't say don't eat with her. They said put something down on the table, because it is inherently something that is an intimate thing. When you were going out with your wife, and you wanted to clinch the deal, you take her out to eat. The Gemara says it. When you, Malugma, Mekarev is Daita Shalonda. A guy wants to clinch. My Rosh Hashiva told me when it's time to clinch the deal, you take her out to eat. Never fails. I said she's going to see the food dribble down. She's going to get very turned off the way I eat. He said, you don't have to put mustard on the hot dog. It's interesting. One more point and then we'll start. It's interesting that the harchakos are the very opposite of yichud. Right? With arayas, yichud's asur. And with your wife, it's mutter. I mean, we're talking. If there was already bia, you know. And if she'll be mutter, right? There's two things that are the reasons. But from the broader perspective, yichud, so it's more kal with ishtonida. And on the other hand, the harchakos are more chomer. You don't find the harchakos by other arayas. You're allowed to hand things to any erva. You're allowed to, all the things you can't do with ishtonida, except like yichud. So that means like this. What? I'm talking conceptually. You could have switched things around. Conceptually, it means like this. Yichud is not there's no trigger by yichud. So the Torah trusts you with your wife. And it doesn't trust you with others. My wife is a cheshbon. You had to be with her already. She's going to be mutter soon. That's when there's no trigger. It's a simple cheshbon, but when does it... By arayas, things like handing and these things are not triggers. So they're not also. By a wife, it's a trigger. And by a wife, when there's a trigger, it's worse. Now, yichud is not a trigger. It's just a dangerous situation. So it's not, it's not... The Yitzro is not strong, so it's safe. And by someone else, the Yitzro might be strong, so it's not safe. But when there's a trigger of other, it's worse. But to a stranger, these acts are not triggers. So it's vital, it's nothing, it's like meaningless acts. But by a wife, it's not a trigger, so that's why you have to be more machmir. Okay. Now we'll start. We'll start with things that are not... are not so, you can't call them really, they're not as objective. You have to be careful about these things. They're not so well known, and then there's a many gray areas. For example, you're not supposed to, there's a general thing you're not supposed to add to the Archakos of Chazal, unless you feel that you need to. So then, certainly, it's commendable to make your own Archakos if you feel you need to. But in general, you're not supposed to. But you have things, LaMarshall, you're not supposed to when you talk to her. So there are areas where there's gray areas, and you're not supposed to talk. Again, it's not objective. You have to just understand. You have to use your seichel. You're not supposed to talk in a frivolous way. You're not supposed to get too leitzonistic, too lightheaded. You can talk as a husband talks to a wife, you can talk close things, you know, things that you wouldn't discuss with someone else, things that are negeya, you know, the family and both of you. You can even joke around together, but that's where you're getting dangerous. There's halacha, you're not supposed to talk bekalus rosh with ishto nida, and you have to know, like, where to stop it. Along these lines is to play a game with her. You know, so some people... you know, you can't make Gedorim. Some people will say, well, if you play chess with her, it's okay. And if you play Scrabble, it's okay. But don't play, I don't know, you know, some things that brings Lidei Kalas Rosh, you don't play Twister, yeah. But even in games, I don't know, in games, I don't know so much. Maybe like, place, I don't know, there's games that are pushing more, it's more like Sonistic, it's more lightheaded. You know, chess is just by nature different. And so things like that, you really have to be careful about, just like with talking. You can buy her a present when she's a Nida, you know, but you can't, you can even get flowers for Shabbos. But you shouldn't do things that are inherently perhaps of an intimate nature. Maybe you shouldn't buy her flowers if it's not for Shabbos. Or you shouldn't, you know, certainly the type of present you're buying her. So yeah, you have to use your seichel with these things. That's why I'm going over now things that are not objective halacha, but you have to understand yourself. Indeed, Chazal said as an iser, like al tarbes sichel and meisha. So some hold it's ishtei nida. And so again, you're allowed to talk to her, but you can't get kalus roshtik. We gave the example of games. You have to be careful if you're buying her presents, even to compliment her. So again, you're allowed to compliment your wife, but you have to draw, you have to be careful and draw a certain line when she's not Tahira. You can't, you know, it crosses a line where it gets like romantic perhaps, and it gets more intimate, and you have to draw that line. So we said these things. In talking to her, you have to understand there's a line you have to draw. In buying her presents, which you could and should do, but you have to draw the line, flowers for Shabbos, we said, as opposed to flowers not for Shabbos, playing games with her, you have to be careful about joking around with her. You have to be careful. You have to understand yourself that you have to draw the line at a certain point, and it's hard to give over. You just have to understand yourself that there's a line that has to be drawn, and you have to be conscious. Chazal said, like, you know, no kalas rosh. So you have to be conscious that there's a line that has to be drawn. Looking at her, I hold is also like this, even though it's a bit more objective. You're not supposed to look at, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to look at makomos mechusim, the makomos that are normally covered up. You're not allowed to look at. So again, the lashon is histaklus. You shouldn't look at it, certainly not kedei lehanos. You shouldn't gaze at it. You could see it, I mean, but you're not allowed to look at it. Let's just leave it at that sentence. We're talking about now makomos mechusim. Makomos magulos, it says, again, you have to use your seichel, because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, you could look at it, even if you're nehenah from it. But of course, you shouldn't look at it in order to be nehenah. You're just asking for trouble. So you're allowed to look at it even if you are nehenah from it, makomos magulos, like the face, areas that are normally open, that are not covered. You're allowed to look at it even today, lehanos, but again, there's an area where you have to use your seichel. To look at her hair is totally in the minig of, if she covers her hair in the house, then her hair is makom mechusa, and you're not allowed to b'chol look at it. You're not allowed to look at it. And if she doesn't in the house, then it's magula, it's makomos magula, and then you use the oven, that you're allowed to look at it, but you're not, again, you have to use your seichel not to look at it and be megara the yetzahara. You're allowed to look at it even if you're nehenna, but you're not supposed to, obviously you're not, you shouldn't be megara and look and gaze in order to get hanor. It should be mentioned that the Bir Halacha paskins that even if one's wife does not cover her hair in the house, should be mentioned that the Bir Halacha paskins, you're not allowed to make a bracha or lun taira in front of her hair, even if she's tahira, even if she's tahira, and even if she normally does not cover it in the house. But it's called an erva, and you're not supposed to, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to make a bracha or learn taira facing it. The poel yotze of this, where it comes up very, very often, besides in everyday life, and you have to be careful, is when a woman is, when she's not tahira and she's nursing. So that's an area which is easy to be nichshal in, perhaps. And the woman really should be more tzanua than she normally would be, perhaps. It's not, she's not allowed to be machshel the husband either. So when she's nursing, she has to be more careful. When she's sleeping, the type of sleepwear maybe she's wearing, or just when she's sleeping, she should be more careful about being exposed and maybe being machshel the husband. The Poskim were never big fans of being there by childbirth, even though it's become extremely common, but the Gedolim were never, and still are not, big fans of it, because it's pretty hard not to be nichshel and an isser. That's all, enough said. And now let her look at Mekomos Mechusa Shebegufa, and she's a nida. So, need I say more? So again, they're not going to say you're not allowed to be in the room, but they were never big fans of it. If you have to be there, sometimes you indeed have to be there. You should indeed ask a shayla to what degree you have to be nizer in looking and seeing, etc. If you have to be there, or you know you're going to be there, it's an area which needs stricter guidelines than we're going to be giving here, like exactly what. Sometimes it'll depend on the circumstance about why you feel you have to be there. How makil it's possible to be. A woman's allowed to dress nicely when she's in either. Usually we say these things at the end, and everybody's bored already, and no one's there. So this time I decide I'm going to say it first. Because this is really kemat more nageya than all the other halachas. A woman's allowed to dress nicely. She's allowed to wear perfume and cosmetics and jewelry even when she's in either. I mean, that's how that has become the common minhag. And she should use her seichel, and the husband sometimes has to be mechanecha. Sometimes they're not aware. They're not aware of Gira Yetzahara. Either it could be Gira Yetzahara, or it could be Pashut Mitzayar, the husband. And sometimes the Pashut not aware of that. So maybe they should be made aware by the husband that he would appreciate it if she would, if she would tone down when she's not Tahira. Sometimes the Pashut have to be told that. We're not really knowing the halacha that she should wear special begotten when she's a nida. I believe in some circles there's still a minhag to wear one particular beged. It's really just a reminder. It could be a beautiful beged also. It's not nothing to do with. It's just a reminder that there's a beged she wears as a reminder. My impression is we don't do that. But again, it's hard to know sometimes what people do or not. It's not a scientific statistical study I've never made. So it's my impression that people do not do that anymore. The perfume is, there is a halacha that you're not supposed to, again, just like you say you could hear, but you're not supposed to listen. Or you could say you could see, but you're not supposed to look. You can smell passive. I'm using the word passively. You can smell the perfume she's wearing, but you're not supposed to smell it as a verb. Like you would say you're not supposed to look, and you say you're not supposed to listen, so I'm saying you're not supposed to smell the perfume that she's wearing. You're not even supposed to smell the perfume that she's holding. That's why some people are makpid. A number of poskim are makpid that you shouldn't be holding the besomim when you smell them by Havdalah. No, she shouldn't be holding it and you're smelling it. A number of poskim hold that's bechlau, the iser, but some hold that's nothing to do with her really, and it's a dvar mitzvah, and there's nothing to do, it's not her besomim, so it's not a problem. Okay. What? Him to her, same thing. Deodorant, even if it smells good, is not called perfume. The Poskim asur the woman to play an instrument for the man. What? Yeah, in this. Not always, but in this. Unless you say, but l'dait de'esel kalado. You'll talk to me afterwards, okay? Along in these categories, again, the Poskim say she shouldn't play an instrument for him in order to be mahane him. I mean, he could listen to her play. He doesn't have to walk out of the room, and she's allowed to play, but what she's not supposed to do is, like, specifically play for him, to be mahane him. Okay? He's not allowed to hear her sing. even Shabbos Miris, this very clear Roiv Poiskim Asa, this a very clear, overwhelming, I would say, Roiv Poiskim forbid it. She's not allowed to sing when she's not Tohar. So again, the same thing. If she's, let's say, singing to the baby, or singing while she's working, so, you know, you don't have to walk out of the room, but you're not supposed to listen to it. You're not allowed to listen to it. Okay. Okay, that covers this area of what I call the gray area things. Not the objective harchokas that you'll, you know, that are very clear cut and delineated. These are more like the spirit of the law, her focus. Yeah. If you can't hear her voice, okay. If you want to be simach on the side of Trekhoyle Loy Mishtame, also, okay. You have Alma Lismoich. But be aware that it's usher to hear her voice when she's singing, when she's an Eidah. What? Alright. If it'll cause her great sire not to sing.
She's playing an instrument, but not Dafka.
Not Dafka for you.
Not Dafka for the husband. She's playing a bunch of things. Can he request, you know, play that? Among the other things that you're playing, can you play this?
Why would he request it if he's not listening?
That he can listen as long as she isn't playing Dafka for him.
So now he's making a request. Now he's making a request.
Sorry.
Now he's making a request.
Yeah, but it's not that she'd be playing something anyway. If it isn't this, it'll be something else. Now he's just asking just for this.
Well, I think that then she's playing it for him now.
It's not that she wouldn't be playing otherwise. She would be playing.
You know, if he's the only other one in the house, then I hold anyway it's called he's playing it for him.
Okay, that's not what I was thinking.
So let's say she's playing, you know, she's playing it, she's practicing, or she's playing for herself. I don't understand the case. He's asking her to play something.
To play Dafka for him would mean that if it wasn't for him, she wouldn't be playing.
No, she's playing this song for him. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we'll get to the more objective harchokas, keeping in mind the hakdamas that we said. By the way, I should have started with this. Okay, the harchokas on a ger whenever she's not tahira. That's simple, but just to speak it out, even if she's just didn't go to the mikveh yet and she's not seeing dam, even if she's tomei machmas a psichas hakever, or maybe a hargosha, just a hargosha, but she's tomei. Whenever she's tomei, whenever she's not tahira, whether it's a kesem or certainly during shiva nikiyim. When she's still tummy, she can go to the mikveh yet, no matter how long it takes, or if she delays going to the mikveh for whatever reason. As long as she's tummy, the harchokas on the geya. Most poskim say that when a woman asks a shayla, and, well, I shouldn't say when she asks a shayla, because there's all sorts of shaylas. If a woman indeed is mesupik, indeed, that she might be tummy, and she's waiting for an answer from the rav, so she knows, like, if it's, you know, it's okay, but she wants a double check, or if she's taka mesupik. When she's taka mesupik, then she should be knowing the harchokas also, when she's waiting for that answer. And sometimes it could take even, it could be totally on something, and it could take a day or two. And so you should know that she should be knowing the harchokas during that time as well. Okay. What? Well, that's a shayla. That's pashtus. That's a shayla. At night and the day, there's different. That's hilchos yom kippur, hilchos tishah b'av. What? No, I should have spoken that out. On the yom avest, it's not noreg. Even chibuk v'nishik is really a chumrah on the day of the veset. Certainly, the harchokas are not knowing the yom avest. Well, thank you, because it was important to speak out. Okay, so the most famous, I guess, call it whatever, the most obvious and famous is that no physical contact at all is allowed. That's the biggest harchaka. We're not even, chibuk v'nishik might be awesome with the araisa, but no physical contact at all, no touching, not even through a garment. That's lechatchila. I mean, lechatchila and b'diyevet. There are extreme circumstances, like chola, which we'll be covering towards the end of the halachas, b'lina there, that there might be a mokum, there is, it's more kal, through a garment, to touch. What? All harchakas are derabbanan and lechuli alma.
No, touch.
If it's not touching, touching is not the araisa for sure.
Touching of
chiba? Touching of chiba, okay. Through a garment is not touching. What do you want? What did you come to say that I missed? What didn't I say that you said? Touching through a garment is also asur, except in extreme circumstances. There is makom to be mekil, but again, the poskim only allow it in extreme circumstances, like a chayla of a kadaima. You're also not allowed to touch the beged that the other person is wearing, even if you're not touching their body. The poskim forbid also one garment touching another. This could be very nageya if you're sitting close to each other in a car or on a bus or on a plane, which we'll be learning about, presents its own set of problems mitzad the harchaka called sitting together. But you should be aware also that begodim, touching begodim, if they're both wearing it, is nichlal in this iser of touching each other. So that's also aser. You're not allowed to even touch each other like al yedei dover acher, like tap her on the back, so to speak, with a stick or with a pole, or with a, you know, whatever, to catch her attention. That's also aser. According to many poskim, when I say according to many poskim, it means this is the proper hanhoga. Maybe there's makom to be mekel if there's a shas hadchak, but you should come ask a shayla. That's the hakdama of according to many poskim is in that category. According to many poskim, you're not supposed to touch something that the other one is holding. Now, by babies, this can present sometimes it's, you really need to do it or have to do it, and that's when you could be mekel b'shas hadchak. The baby's crying, and you want to put the pacifier into the baby's mouth, and she's holding the baby. So the place, that's called already like a shas hadchak. But that's what we're talking about. Again, you're not allowed to touch something that the other one is holding. But that's what I call many places can forbid that. There's makom to be making on a shas hadchak, and one of the most famous shas hadchaks is when the baby's crying and one of them's holding the baby and the other one wants to pat it or touch it or even put the pacifier in its mouth. They could, most poskim are matir, both of them touching the same thing at the same time, in different parts of it, obviously. In other words, no one's holding it. They're both going to touch a door at the same time. They're both going to touch something. They're both going to touch something, right? They're both touch that. That's the poskim on matir. They're not allowed to lift something together. Again, or lift or push or pull. Again, the poskim b'shas hadchak, and there's no one else. You got to get onto the bus. And the baby carriage, the place can say, okay, you can do it b'shas hadchak. They both can stand on opposite ends of the baby stroller and pick it up and put it in, but that's a, you know, when there's a strong shas hadchak, but the less brera. But that's something that's under normal circumstances forbidden. The place can also make kill if she's on, well, now we have cordlesses, so it doesn't come up so much. But in the olden days, before anyone had a cordless, so you had a phone with a wire, and you want to pick up the wire and walk by, right? But she's holding the phone. So the place can amateur that. In other words, the wire is not seen, it's not seen that you're touching what she's holding. She's holding the phone, the wire is the wire, so they were most place can amateur to pick up the wire and to go through. Even if she feels your movement, there's a common, I think it's common, misconception that anything in which they feel each other's movement is usur. That's not true. That's only, there's an isser, we'll see, when the isser of sitting together, that's one of the koivim of when it's usur to sit on the same seat, if it's moving and they feel the other one's movement. But in general, there's no such halacha, they didn't usur feeling the other one's movement as a separate harchaka b'fnei atzmo, called feeling the other one's movement. There's no such din, so therefore that would be, and they're not there, so they're not there picking up the phone wire, else it's not called you're moving or touching something she's holding. And also, even if she would feel the movement, so that's also okay. The place can suggest strongly not to, they shouldn't fan each other, even if technically it's not touching. They say, the lashon of the poskim is not, you know, that is not that it's nichlal and the issa touching, but they just say don't do it. So, and to blow dust, this is very nageya, you know, to blow dust off the other one's garment. So also the poskim suggests not doing that. Those two things, the fanning and the blowing dust off the garment. Okay, moving along. Handing, so that's called touching. Now that's like pulling or pushing something together. That's not, that would be like lifting something together, pulling or pushing, that's also.
Even though it's two parts.
Yeah, but you know. Again, the isser is not feeling the movement though. Nichlal and the isser of touching each other is touching something the other person's holding, picking up something together, like that connects them, so to speak.
Table, she's pulling one leaf that way, and I'm pulling the other leaf the other way. It's two different pieces.
If they'd be arguing, it would be good. Yeah.
No, it's not the same item.
It's also again b'shas hadchak gadol. If it's a category of like the baby carriage, and the kid's going to be left behind on the sidewalk when you get on the bus, if you're in that category of b'shas hadchak, so there's makom to be makel. They allow it. These things are not like primary touching. It's nichlal in touching. Okay, handing things one to another. It's also, that's a famous harchaka. Even if you don't touch each other, but the etzem handing one thing to another. Now here we go. You're not supposed to throw something either to the other one. Some poiskim, some. When I say soma matir, means if you have a need to do it, yesh lachem al mi lismoch. That's what soma matir means. But there should be a need. It doesn't have to be a shasad chak. That shasad chak is even further. But if there's a need, but there should be a real need. So you have al mi lismoch. Okay, that's what some say means. So soma matir, any time to throw something, if the other person has to move in order to catch it. Once they have to move in order to catch it, some are matir. Many are matir to throw it up into the air, right? And it's not really arcing towards her. You're just throwing it up in the air, and she's, you know, I got it. She moves over and makes the catch. So that they're matir. That's pretty much mutter. If it's bechlal not going towards her, you just throw it up, and she goes over and makes the catch. And if she makes a basket catch like Willie Mays, she gets extra credit. What? Oh, good. It's like throwing. It doesn't help. But again, some are not there any time she has to move in order to catch it. You cannot throw something onto the other one's clothing that they're wearing. In other words, that's also called throwing it to them. If it lands, let's say, on her dress, but not in her lap even, but just on her dress that's on the floor, but she's wearing the dress at the time, so that you can't do either. If one is holding something, you can't take it from them. Because they're not handing it to you. You can't take something from the position of the other one holding it. This is very nagei babies. that you can't take or put an object into their hands, even if they're just standing there like a Maiser Koif and you're just placing it down. You can't do that. Okay, playing with the baby she's holding is really what we talked about before, that's only b'shas hatchak, like even the pacifier, otherwise you shouldn't do it. So what you can do is like this: if you're holding the baby and the baby like sort of reaches out, like lunges a shtickle and like puts itself towards the other person, so then you can do that. Wait, let me. Yesh lahokel if necessary. You know, you have to be careful. If it's necessary, you have only lismoch. You could be makel and do it that way in such a case. Like if it's just not practical to put the baby down, or you're afraid to, or what. So if the baby will make its own movement, its own independent movement of like going towards the other one, then the other one could take it even from the hands or from the lap of the other one. Again, of course, careful not to touch, but then they matter it bishas when it's necessary. If the child is walking, they're each allowed to hold a different hand and walk with the child. Although they have to be careful, sometimes playfully they could like sort of swing the child, and that would be usur already, to both together swing the child. But to just hold the hand and to walk with the child, and the child's walking, that's mutter. The kvater is always a problem. And as Rav Moshe says, it used to be embarrassing if your wife was tohor. There's nothing embarrassing if your wife's not tohor. So, they're not makil. The consensus of Paiskim is that there's no mokum l'hokol just because you'll feel a little embarrassed. Okay, let's stop here. I've had a rough day. We'll stop here. If people see, she's tama, yeah, what's wrong? Rav Moshe says, if anything, you should not want people to say that she's tama. That's what's not sneezed there. To say that she's tama, what's the big deal? What's wrong?
We don't have a chashash that she'll be malgil him. So walk around that she'll smell his perfume. No chashash that she'll be malgil him.